Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. When you're growing your business on eBay, finding a suitable niche can make all the difference. And with us now to explain how finding that niche fueled his success is Marty Babayov. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Suit Depot, all one word. Marty, you've obviously found your niche with suits, and congratulations on that. But how did you get started on eBay?
I started when I was younger, just selling odds and ends, really. Anything I can get my hands on. It eventually evolved into suits as I really learned eBay and, you know, got comfortable on there.
You're just 25. How old were you? Let me tell you, first of all, before you answer this question, Griff and I, in all 14 years of doing this show, have never told on anybody that's called the show and admitted to a wrongdoing.
Really?
We have never. We have never.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Somebody's called up and told us a secret about something bad they've done. You and I have never gone to the powers that be. In other words, if we dish a listing, for instance, and we find something
we don't do that. We tell them.
We say, you know what? You're going to get in trouble for this if you don't change it.
Right.
So my question to you is, you're just 25. How old were you when you first started selling on eBay?
That was an issue, correct. I was 13 when I made my first sale.
Congratulations.
Yay.
I think that's fantastic.
Of course, I'm sure it was on your mother's account.
Oh, of course.
She took care of it.
Yeah,
it
was actually my father's name at a public library.
Okay.
See?
Oh, my God. All
Nothing wrong with that.
Not a thing. Okay. All right, so what is the first thing you sold on eBay? Do you remember?
Honestly, I don't. It was probably just something lying around the house. You know, we'd moved to a new house at that point. There were a lot of odds and ends, old, you know, collectibles that were being thrown away.
Were your parents entrepreneurs?
Yeah, my dad has been an entrepreneur his whole life. You know, his siblings are, so it runs in the family.
So that, does that help? I mean, you come from obviously a family background of entrepreneurs. Did that help you getting started?
Definitely. A lot of people, I think, are turned away from, you know, buying and selling in general. They look down at it. I never did growing up. I always got a thrill from it. I've been doing it, you know, ever since I can remember.
So why did you specialize in suits? Do you wear them as the 25-year-old? I mean, while you're listing on eBay? Or?
First 3 years, I only wore baggy cargo pants and T-shirts. So it definitely wasn't that.
Yeah.
I got into suits when I was about 14 or 15. My sister was getting married, and I had been looking on eBay at suits. I had noticed there really was one seller only on eBay. Selling designer suits. You know, it was interesting to me how he got them, how he was able to sell them cheaper. I had my eye on it. I never really, you know, looked too deeply into it at that point. When I started selling on eBay a little later, I was selling mostly electronics, a little bit of clothing as well I bought at discount stores. And at that point, it sort of came back to me, and I was looking for something to specialize in, something where I could actually, you know, dominate the market in, and suits was something that was very underserved. So that's why I really chose suits. Another thing was suits don't lose value over time. They're timeless, as opposed to electronics. It's a very dangerous business. You know, if you don't turn it over quickly, they lose value, you know, by day. As soon as a new phone is released or a new iPod is released, the old one could be worthless.
Boy, that is true. Yeah, at least they go down in value very quick. That's definitely
right.
So what made eBay the right place for you to build your business?
It lets you grow slowly, organically, and really learn it. You know, I never could have started selling suits and gained the knowledge that I have so quickly trying to create my own platform. So it's an existing platform. The customers are already there. You watch what others are doing, and, you know, you learn. Trial and error.
Yeah, that's true. How did your eBay store expand to include a brick-and-mortar location in your hometown there in Michigan? And this is usually not what happens. People go from brick-and-mortar to eBay. But you actually have a brick-and-mortar store as well, correct?
Right. So in our particular area, retail or apparel, people like to try on the clothing, so that's never going to move exclusively online. Most of what we're serving online are customers who know their sizing already, who are buying designer labels in the stores already, so they're able to shop online. Nevertheless, there's a lot of customers who don't know their size, and that's who we're looking to serve. So I really want to diversify and be able to hit different market segments, more than just, you know, the online customer. Because there are enough online customers to create a thriving e-commerce business, but there's no reason not to use that same product, which we already have, to, you know, open a retail store, which is basically our online distribution. So it serves two purposes.
So guys coming in and trying on suits in your brick and mortar store, have you learned things from this that helped you in your selling suits on eBay?
Definitely. You see a lot of the question men have, you know, when it comes to clothing that you might not have realized until then. And you start creating things around that, tools around that. So, you know, we didn't realize how much trouble guys have when it comes to matching ties. So we're working on creating a system which will automatically generate suggested ties that will match the suit based on, you know, criteria that we put into the back end, like the pattern, color, et cetera.
Just off the top of your head, how many guys come in alone or come in with their fashion consultant wife?
I would say most returns are made by the wives after the guys come in.
That's funny. Yeah. Do you get referral business back and forth? So if someone comes in and buys from your store, do they become customers of yours on eBay?
It goes both ways. So there's a lot of customers on eBay who, when they find out that we're local, like, you know, hey, that's so cool, we'll come in. We've had customers who've been shopping with us on eBay for years, and they'll drive from as far as Toronto, which is over 3 hours away. You know, just come in.
So the two definitely complement each other.
I kind of want to go to a store.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So do you have big and tall men's stuff, too? Or how about big and short men's stuff?
All the way up to 72.
Short and portly.
We have that as well. Well, we've actually changed the term to executive cut. That's
I'm not so sure our executives would fit that.
So executive cut means portly now?
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. We actually had a guy walk out on us when we walked him to the portly section. He just stormed right out. So after that, we renamed it.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Well, sometimes you say, no, I'm not going to that. I'm going to go home and not eat. Yes, that's what you think,
exactly.
Right?
Oh, brother.
So why do you recommend that sellers find a niche?
Initially, I would just sell anything I got my hands on. And it's very hard to learn an industry inside and out. They say that about any talent. There's a saying, I don't know if there's any science behind it, that it takes 10,000 hours to really, you know, specialize in something. Whatever the amount is, it's true. It does take a long time to really learn something inside and out. And the longer you're in the industry, you're going to find things, you're going to find angles that you didn't see initially and that others are missing. So if you're trying, you can't, it's sort of like you walk into a department store, you can't have the same guy sell you a suit and a toaster. He can't be knowledgeable on both.
That's a good point.
Master of none.
So it's a way to also build up your knowledge about a certain product.
Exactly. I mean, also for the customer's perspective, they like going to a specialty store. They trust you. You know, when you walk into a suit store, you know you're going to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't go to buy a toaster at, you know, Casual XL, but...
Casual Mail.
Yeah, they know I use a toaster when they look at me, but a lot. So, do you reinvest in your business to continue growing it?
Yeah, absolutely. And being, you know, that I'm so young, I have very little, responsibility. So I reinvest pretty much everything. Just take the bare minimum out, you know, car, housing. But basically, it's just the bare minimum to live on, and the rest goes right back in.
So you're not even a millennial. You're younger than a millennial, right?
Well, isn't the definition someone born before the turn of the millennium and going into adulthood after? So
I think it's somebody who came of age at the turn of the century.
Yeah.
So that would mean you were just a kid.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Well, I'm so proud of you. I'm not even your mother, and I am very proud of you, young man.
Be careful, because she will become your mother, like, in 2 seconds if you're not careful.
No, this is wonderful. You know, and another thing, if you're listening to us right now while you're listening, because this is the Listen While You List show.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us while you're listening right now, remember that what you teach your children and what your children see you do could mean the difference in them being successful in the future. This young man was 13 years old. He comes from a family where the father was an entrepreneur his whole life. And he starts selling things on eBay. Now he's got a business. He's 25 years old. When some kids are sitting smoking dope wondering what they're going to do tomorrow, this guy goes home and smokes dope because he's got a job.
Lee,
darn it.
Lee, you don't know that.
I know. That was a bad joke. I'm making very bad jokes today.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, even the bad ones, they.
But you know what
listen,
I mean,
so.
Griff. I mean, he's a 25-year-old kid.
Marty, do you work alone or do you have employees?
No, we have currently 15 employees full-time.
Wow.
So and it's a full e-commerce operation.
Do you divvy up the work?
Yeah, so there's a shipping department. We have somebody heading that up, a photography department. Somebody heads that up. There's the listing, the data entry. There's the retail side of the business. So, yeah.
I'm dying to ask you a question that you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Okay, shoot.
But what would you say your average yearly sales are on eBay?
Average you don't have to yearly sales?
Yeah, you know, your gross sales.
That changes. So at one point, we were actually at close to $2 million when it was just on eBay at that time. So it's gone down a little bit since then as we diversify and put more energy into the retail. That's really been our focus for the last year and a half, and that's really starting to pay off now.
So is your eBay business in your store in the back or something?
Well, it is the store. So the merchandise you see on eBay is pretty much the same merchandise you'll see in the store. Not all of it necessarily. I mean, there's some items that have to be exclusively retail, which are not allowed to be sold online. Certain designers won't allow it. But the majority of our items, I mean, 95% that you see on eBay are going to... Everything you see on eBay is in the store.
Marty, I want to thank you so much. Your ID is Suit Depot, SUITDEPOT. Check them out.
I'm putting him in my will.
Next up on Open Phones, 888-723-4730 on eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
The official first day of summer is still 3 weeks away, but Memorial Day weekend traditionally jumpstarts the season. Check out eBay's Seasonal Moments Guide for inspiration. Then start listing summertime apparel, outdoor living accessories, and summery indoor decor. And, of course, patriotic paraphernalia. Another Memorial Day tradition, hot deals, and plenty of them. It's the perfect time to slash prices on non-performing inventory. Bulk edit with Markdown or Promotions Manager, then post links to your sale on social media. Use Best Offer, bundle products if you can. Whatever it takes to get those items sold and clear your shelves for fresh new merchandise.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.